grade math teacher used to sing that.
And you tell her that, too.
Okay, we're going to go live here.
Let me get my camera on.
Okay, it's 6:01 p.m. on Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
We go.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Here?
Yes, here.
Varga.
Here.
Middleton.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from the December 14th meeting. I believe, let's see. Was it the second meeting I sent you comments about via email? I think it was the second one. So.
Yeah, because this is
one. Okay. Yeah, it was the second meeting. Okay, so. Can I have a motion to approve? I'm sorry. Any questions or issues with December 14th minutes? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Dan for the discussion. All those in favor? Show by the usual sign, actually, because of, okay, so Jenny and Walt abstain, so I have Tad as a verbal.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Jennifer is a yes, and Dan is a yes, so that passes. Then the Common Council minutes from the December 28th meeting, there were two changes there, just minor things. In the very end there where it says mayor report, it said he shared, asked Baker Tilly, so it should be he shared that he had asked Baker Tilly. And then also under the fire training facility, Walt Crowder thanked everyone for their involvement in making the facility a reality. So those got changed by Rosie. Further issues or questions about that? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Walt for the discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Jenny, Dan, Walt, approve.
Abstain.
Jennifer abstains. Tad. Tad abstains as well. Okay. Next up is the... actually, I'm going to skip election council president for a moment, and we'll just do the Christmas lighting awards.
Good.
We have so many people here. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Jennifer to handle and work through the Christmas lighting awards.
Okay. Every year I look forward to climbing into the car with the family and driving around the community to check out the Christmas lights. It's, for me personally, kind of my highlight of the year, I think. And every year it seems to be getting better and better. This year was the first year that we had a really long list and had to make some tough decisions. So tonight, though, we're going to go ahead and recognize the people who ended up rising to the top this year with their Christmas displays. The overall winner was 232 West Baybridge Court, Miles Froling. I don't think he's here tonight. Oh, you are
here?
Okay. I think Rosie.
Yes.
When I call your name, you can come up to the
front,
too.
Yeah. Come on up, Miles.
The winners receive a check tonight, so definitely worth your while.
So play the electricity.
Maybe something.
They have part of the electric.
Let's say our electric department appreciates it.
All right, congratulations. The Northwest District winner is 331 North Chauncey Street, Nick Cochran. Not here. Southwest District winner is 343
West Weston Drive passages. The Northeast District winner is 307 North Main Street, Donald Barton.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate all the hard work that you all put into making our community festive for the Christmas season, and hope that you'll continue long into the future. So, with that, you are free to go if you'd like, or you can stick around and watch our public meeting. So, we don't take offense either way. So, thanks, everybody. Okay, next up we have the election of the City Council President. So I will open the floor for nominations.
I nominate Walt Crowder to continue as Council President.
Okay, I have a nomination. Do I have a second?
Second.
Nomination and second. Do I have any other nominations? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close nominations?
So moved. Second.
Okay, I have a motion second. All those in favor of Walt Crowder remaining council president, please show by the usual sign. Ted votes aye. It's Walt abstains, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So Jenny, Jennifer, Dan, and Tad approve. Walt, you will remain council president. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next up is tax abatement from for Titus Precision. Dale.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. Very excited to be in front of you today with what I think is just another really unique and interesting kind of a win for Columbia City. Many of you know Precision Plastics. They've been doing a Herculean effort over some challenging issues the past couple of years. And they found themselves needing to find a different solution to carry on. Found such a solution in Titus. And we've got Matthew Hurley from Titus and Ron Ritchie from Precision will come up in a little bit. And when Mr. Hurley describes where he's from, what his company is, and how global they are, this is just an absolute win for this community. So tonight, they can talk a little bit more, but they are just in the next couple of years doing multi-million dollar equipment. Tonight we come before you to ask for a tax phase-in of that equipment. And then in a year or two, they look to do another similar type of investment. They've been able to secure at least the 45 current employees, to retain them, and the plan is to add at least another 30 over the next several years. The state of Indiana has given them a considerable edge. Opportunity to the tune of around $600,000, and as many of you are familiar, the state wants to make sure the local municipalities also participate in an incentive. So, kind of with that, I'll shut up because these guys are have the story and they're the ones that are making this happen. And then any other questions? But I think maybe I'll start with Mr. Ritchie.
Thank you, Dan. Well, Precision Plastics has been here since 1959 and has been a long and storied history. It's been a great partnership with the city. The city recognizes the advantage of manufacturing in this community, and my employees recognize the help that the city has given them. Many of you might think this is the end of an era, but I like to say it's just another chapter in this long, successful story. We met Titus through, we we've gone out and said we want a partner, somebody that can work with us, somebody that can keep manufacturing in Columbia City. And the story is even better than that, because not only are they going to keep it in Columbia City, they plan on growing it. And on top of that, we'll be their only U.S. manufacturing facility. They are an international company with 21 locations, so they're a great partner. We've been working with them for, and it's been a great relationship. Both have the same type of quality culture. Both of them care about the employees. I think it's great that they recognize the talent of the Precision Plastics employees. I think it's great that they recognize the environment that you guys have helped create for manufacturing here in Columbia City and in Indiana. So, me personally, I want to say thank you to the board. As Dale said, we've had a tough couple of years. We lost our largest customer. But to the council and to Mayor Daniels and to Sean, everybody stepped up and helped Precision get through this. And now we got a great partner, and we're looking forward to a long and successful history. It's a real chance for the employees to carve out a great future. So I can kind of step away feeling like...
You're not stepping anywhere wrong.
I can feel good about this, because this is it's going to keep manufacturing here. And as I said, it's a significant investment on their part. It's going to take some really good execution to make everything work, but our employees are important. So thank you again for all the help. And with that, I want to introduce Matthew Hurley. He's from Titus. He has a few products here, and he'll tell you a little bit about the company.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
I also have a funny accent. So, not from these parts originally, the United Kingdom, but I've been in the United States since 1997, so when I go home, they think I sound funny. I'm here, so I'm in Rochester. So, as Ron said, yeah, thank you. It really is a pleasure to be here, and welcome to have to Columbia City and the area. It's been fantastic. Titus is a multinational company. We started out making connectors in London, outside of London, for the furniture industry. That business then came to Seattle and Washington State back in the late 80s. We were supposed to move that business to the Midwest to a company 12 years ago. And they were in Maryville, Indiana, same state. So we had great experience there. It was a subcontract relationship. We were supposed to buy them. The banking crisis happened. New Orleans made up on the business. They didn't end up selling it to us. Mm-hmm. So we ended up in a subcontract relationship for too long, 12 years. And we've looked for the last several years to find a suitable business and a company like this area. We had experience, as I said, here anyway. So coming across Ron and having a mutual sort of introduction with the company and the situation they were in, the processes they have, the people they have, I mean, the timing for us is perfect. Demand is increasing. We make these connectors. I'll hand you the bag around. It's COVID safe. Those are connectors that go to furniture. So we started out supplying the furniture industry. IKEA is our biggest customer in Europe. Mm-hmm. Side of woodworking, you might know, they're now by Paul Wayne, I think, in San Diego, in Ohio. The Merrill Industries, those are all the big customers that we had here in the States. And the demand has just grown because of the deposits and furniture and working from home. We make other products as well that we weren't actually making here in Columbia City to start with. We'll be distributing them from here. We make them at our sister plants in Europe and mostly Europe. We make dampers that go into appliances that we use soft loads, top load washing machines. We make hinges that go into kitchens. And we sell throughout the United States. So those products will be distributed from here. Those products that you're holding now will be made here in Columbia City. We're investing in die casting light manufacturing. We're putting new machines into the facility. We're doing that this year. We're going to take the 45, 52 employees that we've got and increase that, we expect, this year. We're taking market share from our competitors. America, always, I run plants in the States and run businesses in the U.S. all the time. And it's always, you can always manufacture in the States cheaper than you can import it from somewhere from that end of phrase. So we're just thrilled to be in this part of the country and here with all of you. And we're starting our first day. We closed yesterday, so we're here today.
Great.
And it's our first day sort of fully involved and integrated. Ron will be staying on. The team will be staying on. They've done a great job, and we're expecting that. The integration is going to be a challenge, but hopefully with a collective group, we can make that a success. So thanks for hearing us today, and you're all welcome to come and visit us whenever you have time to do that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
I just broke them.
So any of these materials I'm presenting in front of you to kind of accelerate it through your plan, is doing a lot of investing, and so we wanted to help them with some of the upfront costs with what they're doing out on Armstrong Park. And so, and again, because we may sit down and do it in a couple of years or something, the investment they're doing, that was the reason behind the 3-year accelerator payment that I have in front of you. And with that, I don't know if you have any questions, but the resolution that we have and the summary of all done by the sole president. So the form I submitted is still accurate.
Questions of Dale? Matthew or Ron? Well, I just, obviously, I think this is a huge win. I really do. I know that Sean's been kind of keeping me appraised of the, you know, the electrical side, if you will. And I know that, you know, Dale has kind of kept me appraised of what's happening and stuff. And I'm really excited for both companies. I really am. I think it's a great win. It's a win for the workers. It's a win for both companies. And I really think it's great that number one, that you've chosen Columbia City as your place, if you will, and Ron, obviously you've had such a storied history here with the business and stuff, and we've been honored that we've been a part of that we've been able to help not only watch you grow but also support that growth, and we look forward to doing the same with you, Matthew. So I'm excited about this. When Dale told me about it, I was super pumped about it, because I really think it again shows that this is a community that people want to be in, number one, but number two, it's a place that businesses want to grow in. You know, we've seen this with DOT. This is their, you know, North American headquarters, if you will, and now we're seeing it with Titan. And it's really great that we can compete in this space, but also that we can be a partner in your growth. And that's really ultimately, I know from this council and from previous councils, I know that we just want to be partners with you. And so we're excited about that for sure. So anything else you all have to say? Ted, do you have anything? No? You're good? Okay. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.
Okay, so in front of you is resolution number 2022-2. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Jenny for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign.
Aye.
It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2022-2 by title only.
Resolution number 2022-2, a resolution of the Columbia City Common Council approving the deduction of assessed valuation for personal property improvement.
Okay, so again, this is a, and Dale, this is a 3-year abatement,
yes, correct?
It's a 3-year abatement. So if you go one page prior to the resolution number, you can see what the actual deduction schedule is there over the 3 years. This is a more of a broader statement, but we're going to get into the report that's in front of you regarding business personal property taxes, because this is personal property. We're going to talk about that here shortly, but the reason why 3 years really makes a lot of sense is because of the it really helps the business, number one, but number two, and more importantly, is the value return, if you will, in the 5-year period. So the 3 years that we abate and in the next 2 years, I think it's really important. That'll come into conversation later, but any questions about the resolution? OK, Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2022-2 and grant a 3-year abatement, personal property abatement to Titus Precision LLC?
So
moved. Motion by Walt, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. So we will move forward with that abatement. So glad to have you guys as partners.
Thank you very much.
And one thing I will tell you that this council is very passionate about is that in the year, when it comes to the time to report the abatement, we'd love to have you here to report your success.
Good.
I'll
be glad to be here. Thank you very much.
Great. Excellent. Thank you, guys. Okay. Next up is resolution number 2022-1. And this is the appropriation of effectively the, I'm going to say the rest of the ARP money for that we've gotten up to this point. Okay, so you remember there was a resolution to approve, the ARP money up to a certain amount, but that did not encompass the full amount that we've received up to this point. Okay, so that's what this one is. Once we get the second batch of dollars, then there'll be another resolution regarding those dollars. Does that make sense? We got half so far, so this completes that first half, and then we'll get another half sometime. They're thinking maybe spring or early summer. And so you guys already effectively approved the budget on this. But I will tell you there is, There are two changes to this, Rosie? I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
From the last one.
The appropriation from the last one, yeah.
Yeah, because of the budget.
Yeah, so there was, so Tad, you'll need to come in and sign the resolution when you get back into Rosie's office. Okay.
One of them
is the
fire generator.
Say what?
The fire generator, yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of things just for your information on this appropriation. Number one is that the fire generator, I think we originally put that in for $6,500. And because of some of the things you've already appropriated that came in, maybe at a lesser cost than was anticipated, there was dollars left over in that, so we kind of rolled that into the generator. The generator cost has went up fairly significantly. So I think the generator you're looking at is what, 21?
21,750.
21,750. So this covers 17,500 of that. The rest of the money you'll find in this budget. Okay. The other thing I would say is I think were streetlights in there? No, that's a budget area.
Yeah.
That was a switch. The other thing is the $60,000 there in streetlights. That was trying to balance our budget. So. I'm requesting that you move that appropriation over to the ARP fund. As you'll remember, I think I may have mentioned it at a previous meeting, but because of the 2020 pandemic, it's carried into 22, because of that, gas tax revenues went down fairly significantly because there was 2 or 3 months that people weren't traveling, and so that took a big hit to, basically a quarter of our year, if you will, that there weren't gas taxes being collected or anywhere near the amount. So that impacted the overall budget. And so what Rosie and I tried to do was try to switch some things around, not take a ton out of ARP, but still adjust some of the numbers. So for instance, I think, do you have the updated numbers on those, where I cut and where I, like the spreadsheet? I think this is what I'm looking for. I'm sorry. I should have been more prepared for this. I apologize. Let's do it from our own paper. So, for instance, there was a couple of things that I'm suggesting changes to. One is I'm going to get there. I think we decided to cut some of the dollars from the Morse's Park lights because there was $300,000 in there. I think we changed some of the dollars regarding regarding the, I'm trying to find there, hold on. Well, no, but that was just the appropriation. That was what we could appropriate or what we couldn't appropriate. Here's what I will do, Council. I apologize. I thought I had this down, and I don't. So I will send out a comprehensive email to you as to what kind of adjustments we did. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to get to is like, for instance, on here, the street lights, that's been put on there from our general fund budget onto ARP just for a lack of resources. Trying to make sure we're prioritizing the right things and knowing that, for instance, we have Westgate this year, we need to make sure we have enough dollars in the, you know, transportation fund and those kind of things to handle some of those things. So I will get you a comprehensive breakdown as to what those dollars actually, what I'm proposing the changes are, if you will. And so you should be able to see a balance between those two things. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry they don't have that for you tonight. That's my failure. So with that, anybody have questions about the actual additional appropriation resolution for ARP? Okay. Can I have a motion to I'm sorry. Have we read this yet? No. Can I have a motion to read resolution number 2022-1 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Jenny, Jennifer, Dan, and Walt approved. Tad abstains because it's virtual. Rosie, please read resolution number 2022-1 by title only.
Resolution 2022-1, additional appropriation resolution.
Okay. So with that, anything else? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2022-1? This is just a one reading, right, because it's a resolution. Okay, on first and final reading.
Cool.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Danny, Jennifer, Dan, Walt, approve. Ed abstains. So thank you for that. Like I said, I will get you a comprehensive comparison on that. Okay. Next up is appointment to the Redevelopment Commission. Walt.
That time of year where renewal are asking Redevelopment Commission if the two people that we elect are willing to stay on. One is Tad and the other one is Scott Gates, and both parties are more than willing to to stay on with your approval. Do I need a vote or just acknowledgement?
I think you need a vote on the official appointment.
Okay. So all those in favor to keep it the way it is, and Tad and Scott, who are presently there, will stay there till the next term. I'll raise your right hand. Nay. No. Motion carried.
Okay. Okay, so Tad and Scott will be appointed for an additional year on the Redevelopment Commission.
Tad, just so you're aware, Ashley will be reaching out to you to set up an appointment for you and Scott to come in and get sworn in.
Okay. I forgot I left you hanging out there. Sorry, Tad.
That's okay.
Okay. Next up is department head reports. Tom.
Well, as the mayor mentioned, we did order that generator. There's really a time frame of an unknown origin to get it in. Nobody seems to know how long things are going to take anymore, so I guess we get it when we get it. And then the training facility, we'll do our initial burns in that this Friday. The company that we purchased it from will be coming here and putting on our first trainings with it. Then the guys will go for certifications for their national certifications for, we've got a lot of instructors on our department, but you have to be certified in live fire training. So that happens in March. So hopefully things go well, and if you're interested in seeing it, Friday there'll be at least 8 burns in it, or 7 to 8 burns in it.
Is there a time estimate?
Well, they'll be starting instruction at 8 o'clock, so I'm guessing a couple hours of instruction and then start the burning.
So what time would be a good time if you wanted to see it?
Probably at 10 o'clock time frame.
Okay.
Can we go in with you?
I will push you in.
Questions of Tom? Thank you, Kevin.
Our three new guys we've recently hired, we're doing some training in-house with them on the jet machine televising equipment, and then they're going to be doing CDL testing on our two-ton truck, and they have appointments scheduled next month to go over and take the driving test, and hopefully they can get through that all right. And just taking care of snow and ice as we're getting called in several times here with these little things, but we have to take care of them. So other than that, just we had a contractor doing the fiber optic boring, thought they went through a sewer line, and we took our push camera up actually and pushed through the line to verify that they didn't go through the 8-inch sewer main. So ended up working out all right. That's it.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Mike?
We got our new vector in, I think, last week. Probably going to use it the first time tonight because we've got a main break up on Hill Drive. Our new test bench for meters is also being hooked up now. Trying to get stuff done that we can while the weather's cold.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Terry.
SCS was in last week and tested our new fiber connection for the free Wi-Fi that we're going to have at the park and the pool and downtown. So that portion of that project's moving along, but we're still waiting on some APs, access points that are backordered, and we're not sure when they're going to be in. About 95% done with the Duo Mobile, which is a secondary authentication software for our computers, and then we will move on to our cell phones. That's all I have.
Questions of Terrence. Thank you. Carmen.
Hi, I'm Carmen Brown. I'm a sophomore and I'm a member of the Youth Council. And last meeting, we went to Grace Lutheran Church's preschool and had Kitty Christmas with them, and we built gingerbread houses with them, and we toured the water department to see how the water was filtered and distributed to the water towers and the residents who are customers.
Question, Carmen. Thank you. Sean.
So it did get cold enough. We were able to get the lights off the big tree on the courthouse square this week. So last year, I think they stayed up almost the entire year because it was so soft we could get in to get them out. It was nice to be able to get those off. We also, one of the things we've been working on with the mayor, and we talked about it a little bit last meeting, was our large industrial customers. We have industrial customers. We're going to have another one here, obviously, with Precision moving towards their new project. But we've been looking at larger commercial and industrial customers that we have no rate. No, we can't offer them anything. It's hard to compete for these large customers when we don't have a rate to offer them. So we're now competing with several other cities right now for a few larger customers that basically will take our voltage and our distribution lines and take it straight to their building. We won't have anything to do with it past that. It's kind of a pass-through situation. So I've been working with the mayor and Chip on getting a large industrial rate around so we can compete for some of these bigger projects. We've been working with the IMPA's EDC department, and they're pushing customers our way and potential businesses our way. So it'll be exciting once we get that around and see what we can do with that. But I know the mayor talked a little bit about that, so it's real exciting for our community. The Main Street lighting project we've been talking about for a few years now, we now have all the material in. In February, we should be coming to you with bid documents and submitting that for bid. We will be awarding that in March. So hopefully the contractor will be able to get those lights in this spring. spring slash summer. It'd be a huge improvement to what we have. It's Main Street from North Street to 30, where our poles are leaning in, and there's wires going back and forth across the crown. Those will all be bored underground. We'll have concrete bases. We'll have decorative black poles. We'll have all sorts of improvements to that lighting system and to all LED lights. So, like I said, in February, we'll be sending that out for bid, hopefully awarding in March. At the last meeting, the Board of Works meeting, they did approve our North Substation Entry Project, where we have an automatic transfer scheme for our transmission lines. So we have two feeds from AEP. What this will do is if we have an outage on one of those feeds, it'll automatically switch over in less than a second to the second feed. All of our customers will be picked back up. Huge for industrial and commercial customers. Convenient for our residential customers, but yeah, that's going to also help us compete for some of this, some of these businesses looking to locate here right now. Dozens of other projects that we could talk about, but yeah, those are the big ones. And we did, we're getting healthy in our department. Finally, we had some guys out, and this week I think we have all but one guy back, so it's nice having a full crew again.
Question on Sean. Thank you. Chip.
Jennifer, for your FYI, we're having a Westgate meeting with the residents because we're getting ready to put that up for bid January 24th at 7. Today, since Ted went there, I'll give an update. RDC, we have property at North Line and West Jackson. They decided to put that out or draft up an RFP for that to, get proposals of what to do. I know some of the utilities, one in particular, is not crazy happy about fiber, but they are getting ready to move on their third phase, so we'll be about halfway done here soon. So
went home yesterday, and they were all in my driveway. So
yeah.
They're moving.
They're moving. So other than that, I've got nothing.
Questions to Chip? Thanks, Chip. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie? For me, a couple of things. I have reports from some of our department heads. So for police, insurance company are still reviewing Officer Cook's car, trying to figure out how much we can get from that. For some reason, the insurance is really holding that up. Patrolling for presence was great. Children and families loved it. There's still gifts available at the window, at dispatch window. They've used the drone a couple of times, and that seems to be going well. They had 19 people show up for the testing. A lot of the stuff you guys have heard already. So they hired Megan Cotter. I think some of you heard that last time. And new chairs are in, etc. For dispatch there. For Mark, they started, obviously, they're organizing the new barn, and they're really excited about that. And he said the barn is a game changer for them and how they do their work. They're very thankful for that new environment, especially because it impacts their work every day. Father-daughter dance is going to be held on February 4th and 5th this year. They started selling tickets on Monday last week. I apologize, 2 weeks. Well, yeah, Monday of last week, the 3rd. And they, at that point, or at least on Friday, they sold 250 of their 850 tickets so far as of Friday. And I know they've sold more today and yesterday. So, as I say every year, dads, don't wait. You don't want to be that guy. Trust me, you don't want to be that guy. Baseball and softball registration will begin on the 24th, and that'll be online registration only on that. Mike Cook reported that the Christmas decorations have been taken down and stored. They're working on the year-end files and the IDEM reports. We have a teleconference tomorrow. Meaning Mike and Austin and I have a teleconference tomorrow with IDEM regarding our toxicity agreed order, and so we're working through that. We feel really good about the testing we're getting back, so we're hoping we can get rid of that post-haste, but we'll see. And they're also working on an RFQ for a force main project, which is kind of the next big project they have to work on. So nothing like the long-term control plan, to be very clear. So that's the reports I have from those department heads. This week has been is going to be pretty busy. Last week, actually, pretty busy for what it was. I had a great conversation with Commissioner Shrump and just kind of trying to understand what kind of where the county wants to go and where they're going right now, and obviously how we are a part of that. I did have a meeting with Baker Tilly, which is why you have this in front of you, except for Dan, and that's your copy. And that's a kind of analysis of business personal property and how it impacts the city. As you know, over the last year or two, we've shifted away from giving 10-year abatements on business personal property. The reason for that is because of what you see there, and more specifically what's going on in the legislature this year, which is there's an interest in eliminating the 30% floor on business personal property. So the best way I can describe it is this, for all of you tax geeks out there. So after a certain period of time, so you go and buy a piece of property. Let's say it's a stamping piece of equipment, right? After a certain period of time, every year that property depreciates a little bit. And so after a certain period of time, it hits what the state calls the depreciation floor, which means and currently it's at 30%. So that means that every piece of equipment in that kind of category, if you will, every piece of equipment can be taxed at no less than 30% of its value, okay? Business personal property tax, like most property taxes, come to the city of Columbia City, go to the school corporations, go to the county, go to the townships. It is a local government funding mechanism. So in the legislature right now, there is much discussion about eliminating the floor on the business personal property tax. So therefore, those properties that are currently paying property taxes to the city at that 30% value potentially would depreciate that property down to zero. So they would not be paying taxes on some of those pieces of property after a depreciation time period. Why does that matter? Well, why that matters is that currently 9% of our total property value, or I'm sorry, our total property taxes comes from business personal property. So thinking through that a little bit, there wouldn't be an initial hit on that, but that means that over a period of time, it would phase out basically 9% of our overall taxable property, our AV. Okay. So the Accelerated Indiana Municipalities, AIM, our trade organization, is advocating to replace, don't erase. Okay. So they're basically saying, let's figure out a way to replace this revenue. If you're really dead set on getting rid of this depreciation floor and getting rid of these dollars coming into locals and schools, let's figure out a replacement mechanism of some sort. So the challenge is, with this tax decrease for businesses, for some businesses, is that it actually is a tax shift. It actually will represent a shifting of taxes to individuals who pay regular property taxes, your home values, etc. So those individuals that are not at the tax caps, which there's a fair amount of people in our city that are not at the tax caps because our tax rate keeps going down, those individuals are going to pick up a greater share of our tax burden because of that depreciation floor being eliminated. Okay? So I can go into more of this. I want you to take a look at the report. I say that just as a kind of a foundational level. There's other places across the state. For instance, Whiting, Indiana, that has over 90% of their total assessed valuation is business personal property. So you can imagine how that will impact places like that. Heavily industrialized areas will be hit much harder than what we are because we're more residential. But it still has an impact. So I have a conversation tomorrow by phone with Chris Judy to kind of see, because he's on Ways and Means, kind of see what they're thinking regarding replacement mechanisms. But I do find it quite interesting that there are many in the state, including the governor, who are in favor of eliminating this depreciation floor, which would take dollars out of local government, and yet are cautious about lowering taxes at the state level because they want to see what the future holds. I find that really juxtaposition. We'll say it that way. But it is very, counterintuitive. So anyways, I only say that to say, as you're looking through the report, there's a lot of numbers and stuff, and I'd be happy to talk through those things. We are going to host Baker Tilly coming in and talking to, council presidents, the school corporations, the township trustees about this and how this could impact us. And I certainly would welcome you if you have an interest. I know it's a little geeky, but an interest in coming, I'd be happy to invite you to that as well. Okay, I'll get off of that real quick. We had a meeting with waste management today to talk about junk pickup, so we're trying to get that scheduled, and we'll have that information here coming soon. Plan Commission, I don't know if you guys want to talk about the ETJ, but Plan Commission last week talked about the extraterritorial jurisdiction. That's been something we've talked about for many years now, and I think we're moving in a direction for that, which is good. And then lunch with the mayor is this Friday on Facebook. That's all I got. That's a lot, I know. I'm sorry. Well,
just clarification. Precision Plastic, will they retain that name as their main name, or will it go over to Titus?
It will go over to, is it Titus or Titan?
Titus.
Titus. So, yes. So, effectively, as I understand, Titus is buying the machines, the building, the assets, but not the company, if that makes sense. They're basically taking over, but not buying the company.
But one of the things that caught my eye is it's listed as Precision Plastic on their abatement. And so at some point in time, would that have to be changed to the proper name?
It's Titus Precision. It's Titus Precision.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so that's a brand new company.
Okay.
Titus Precision is a brand new company.
All right, thank you.
Yep, no problem. Dan.
Is there a way we could start looking at the voting precincts and council district changes? I'm getting some questions. Hey, I want maps already. right now, the county's fairly well set up, but mm-hmm. The city, we need to look at.
Yes. It will be on the next agenda.
Okay.
For approval.
Okay. I've got some, hey, we need some maps.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get them to the
Yeah, right? It's on the next agenda? Yes, it's on the next agenda.
Is there enough time on a regular meeting, or do we need it?
Yeah, I think because, I mean, honestly, we've kind of, I think we've worked it out. I think you guys have all basically approved it without approving it. So, I think it'll be fine. And if we run over, we run over. It's okay. Is that good?
I'd like to thank the city departments that helped us Santa's house this year. That'd be the police department for flipping the lights on every night and flipping them off in the morning. Thank you to the electric department for working on electricity to the house and also to the tree. Looked really nice, and it's always good when it lights when it's supposed to. And then also thanks to the street department for moving it around, and I'm sure that's not a fun task, so thank you.
Good. Thank you. Jenny.
I just want to remind everyone that City Utilities, I know they had some issues with the bills being sent out this month, so call in and get your bill. Make sure you still pay it, because otherwise I'm sure your utilities will be turned off. Which I had to call and get my bills.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Don't get it. We were late because of the holidays, but they went out on the 1st. So by the time the company gets it sent out, who knows?
Right, it's just a lag. I mean, I still haven't received mine, but I called just because I saw the post today on social media.
Gosh,
no, I haven't.
I can't imagine. Do we have any idea of what kind of a impact, like how many, what percentage of customers we think may have been impacted by this, or?
No, because there's a big share of them that does get them through email.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we download them, it goes to the voice. And then they upload them, and then they mail them out within 24 hours.
I gotcha.
Well, that was probably the 3rd, the latest.
So somehow a batch was missed or something.
Well.
Or we don't know.
By the mail. Just
and it could be the mail being lagged. I mean, there's been lots of issues with it, especially with the holiday, catching up with everything like that. But honestly, like if I wouldn't have saw that, I probably wouldn't have paid my January bill, because I'd see that bill before I pay it.
Well, it's a good reminder that individuals can sign up for to get their bills directly to their email, and then you don't have to worry about it being mailed to you. It saves us a little bit of money too. By the way, Good. Ted?
Nothing.
Nothing from the press, because there's no press here. Anything from the audience? Okay, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you. There's a CIP committee meeting coming.